This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Here's a lady I want to introduce you to. She's really special. She's a Christian life coach. She's an author and a speaker. And she says she wants to help women and a few wise men move from stress and anxious thoughts to a life anchored in peace and purpose and deeper faith. And don't we all need that? So let me introduce you to Darla Nelson. Miss Darla, thank you so much for your time. Why did you write this book?
That is a great question, Melissa. I wrote it because, you know what, personally, I was in a place in my own life where I wasn't fine. And I just truly believe that we can't heal what we pretend is not there. So
good.
I realized I needed to stop saying I was fine.
Exactly. And maybe that's just that first note that everyone needs to hear. Like, don't just say you're okay. Don't just keep going, I'm fine. But to really hit it, because you want to be healed. You don't want to be okay. You want to be full. So let me say your full book name. I'm Fine, Really? Moving from Stress and Anxiety to Peace and Calm. So you know there's going to be something in here for a lot of people. What is it, Darla, that you're finding most people say when they're saying, I'm fine, and really they need help to get out?
Yes, because what happens so often, Melissa, is that people are saying fine almost like it's a mask or a shield, if you will. And we kind of live in a society where it's acceptable to just avoid vulnerability, to avoid what's really going on in our life. And we don't want to burden anybody. So we just hide behind that shield.
So how do you handle that when, you know, you're talking to a lot of people and people say, how are you today? And you're like, I'm fine. I'm, you know, I always say I'm good because I am. But
yes,
what if you're not and they're not the person that you want to share with? How do you compartmentalize that and share that with the right people and not just spread everything that you're feeling to other people?
Correct. It's really important to know who you're with, of course, and to share with the people that you feel most comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to be sharing it with the lady at the grocery store necessarily, or maybe you will, you know, you never know.
Right.
And yet you'll find the person. And what's important to remember that when we're in that place, that calm doesn't mean, you know, that goal of calmness doesn't mean that there's an absence of problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's just learning how to respond versus react. It's learning to let go.
Yes.
And let God lead us instead of always striving.
Oh, you use my key word, that phrase I use all the time. Be careful, take a breath, respond, don't react. Because then you're in trouble. Then you're like, and you say things, you're like, I wish I hadn't. If you just take a pause, respond, it would save us a lot of heartache. That's for sure. So how did you get on the other side of this? Like, what was that point where you're like, I need to talk to someone or I need to change things? What was that?
For me, it was really learning to surrender,
to surrender what was
going on in my life at the time when I first started even considering writing a book. I mean, my book is kind of a culmination of life, and it's just recognizing, you know what, I can't do this by myself.
Yes.
And although there's a place for sharing it with other people, I first and foremost encourage people to first take it to the Lord.
Yes.
And then in so doing, he's going to guide us and lead us to the right people that we can be vulnerable with and that we can share openly with.
I agree. I think that thing that you just said is, I can't do this alone. If you can say that as you're listening right now and you feel like I'm overwhelmed, I'm emotionally exhausted, I'm strained, my relationship isn't good. But if you can say, you know what? God didn't mean for me to do this alone. Say that to yourself. And then that gives you permission to do what God wants you to do. And that's to get healing. So, Darla, what's the final words you have for someone listening?
Just to remember that this isn't something that they're going to change overnight. You know, if they're living in a place of high stress and high anxiety, to really give themselves grace.
Yes.
To give themselves permission to just breathe and to remember that, you know, if we're living in this place of high functioning stress, that can be really tricky and we can be exhausted.
Yes.
But allow ourselves to pause.
So
even during your normal everyday, just pause and breathe and give your cares to the Lord.
That's so great. Darla Nelson, she is Christian life coach, author, and speaker. And the book is I'm Fine, Really? Moving from Stress and Anxiety to Peace and Calm, which we all need. If you want to know more about that book, I'll have it on my Conversations link. Darla, thank you, sister. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
If you want to know more, you can listen back to this interview and even share it for someone that might need it at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.